differently a year later when hundreds of displaced families came pouring into Apartado. I went along to a huge meeting of more than 2,000 young people held in the sports arena in Apartado. Nidia Quiroz was there, a short, pale Ecuadorian woman who worked with UNICEF. She talked about training young people in play therapy so that we could help children affected by the war. They wanted volunteers who would dance, sing, and play games to help the children cope with trauma. This was much more interesting to me. I couldn't give a lecture on child rights, but I knew how to entertain kids. I like kids. I like their energy and sense of fun, and I thought that maybe I could get a child to open up to me. I went through the training course for the Return to Happiness program and began working with displaced children in my barrio. At first, there was a lot of fear. We wore T-shirts identifying us as Return to Happiness volunteers, but children and parents in our barrio thought we were officials. So we dressed up in costumes instead and acted out in a funny way what was happening in the barrio. It drew the kids out, made them laugh, and helped us to win their trust.
The first time Wilfrido went to a meeting about children's rights, he wasn't really interested in getting involved. But a year later, he heard about play therapy, and that did interest him. Wilfrido liked kids, and he knew he would make a good play therapist. We've already learned about the Return to Happiness program from Hoy Mir in an earlier chapter. Now we'll get to hear Wilfrido's take on it and what he did in the program. Let's read on from the top of page 162.